What we did is we looked kind of at like this like certain time point, because we had the years, even though we covered a couple years, we kind of made them into 1 year of analysis ultimately. So we don't really have this like year to year variation. So it's a little bit, I think it's a little bit, it was just kind of like this one point in time. But I definitely think we could have, if we kind of went back, if we had the mapping police violence data for longer, and we used our, because we do have the racism index for longer, we actually calculated it for 20 years. So we could have kind of seen the kind of that year to year variation. And one of our future papers is also going to be looking just at, since we found that the racial residential segregation is such a strong predictor, we wanted to take it a little bit further and just look at how it predicts overall firearm homicides, especially in the kind of looking at the disparity between Black and white populations. So we are working on analysis of that. That includes a lot more years, like 22 or 25 years, looking at just like the racial segregation. So maybe for that one, that would be a really interesting way to think about, you know, if you're looking at 25 years, a lot of things happen in 25 years.